And that's the starting five for the Branson Pirates and Coach Pete McBride. Once again, Branson coming in at the 12-11 on the season. Clayton Robbins will be jumping center. Excuse me. The 6'5 senior. And jumping center will be Brody Gillespie for Branson. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And we are underway. Zizzers with the tip. Ethan Tuma up top sets the offense. Now up top is Kraft. Kraft left side to Tuma on the wing. Up top to Judd. Over to Robbins now on the right wing. Clayton Robbins at the free throw line, trying to get in the lane. He'll turn, puts it up, no good. And the rebound comes down, and now the ball goes flying out of bounds. It will be Branson basketball. So the Zizzers got a good look at it, just couldn't get it to fall. Bringing the ball up the floor, that will be Sutton. Sutton across the timeline now. The Zizzers in a man-to-man defense. Gillespie up top, trying to drive. Murhoff with it now up top. Gives it back to Sutton. Sutton will bring it around to Gillespie on the right side. He'll pull up for the jumper, and it's no good. Robbins with the rebound for the Zizzers. He'll bring it up the floor. Robbins goes inside to Moore, kicks it back out to Judd. Now Robbins up top. And they'll give it to Moore in the lane. He'll kick it out to Judd on the left wing. Judd is the sophomore, starting in place of Josiah Long tonight. Long, not even dressed out because of the two technical fouls he got in the last ball game. Tuma's jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Culver. Here comes Branson. And Moore steals the basketball. Tuma with it now. Tuma will bring it the other way. We've almost played 2 minutes, and we have no score in the ball game. Robbins, a long three from the left wing, in and out, no good. And here comes Branson pushing it up the floor with Culver. Culver, and we're going to have a foul on the Zizzers. Let's see who they call it on. Aiden Judd gets the foul, his first team foul. And it'll be Branson inbounding the ball on the baseline. Sutton will throw it in. And goes up top to Murhoff. Murhoff with a long three. It's good. And Murhoff has Branson on the board, 3-0, with 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. Tuma, and that one is stolen by Branson. And going the other way. And Culver with the layup, and Branson's up with a 5-0 lead. Moore with the basketball, kicks it to Tuma. Tuma goes up top to Kraft. He'll give it to Moore now in the paint. Kicks it out. Judd will fire a three. That one's no good. And here comes Murhoff with the basketball for Branson. He'll pull up for another three. It's no good. Tuma with the rebound. And the Zizzers with the basketball. 5:15 to go first quarter. It's 5-0 Branson with the lead. Kraft with it out near half court. Comes to the left side. Gives it to Moore. Moore gives it to Tuma. Now they go to Robbins down on the low post. And he'll kick it out. Judd with it on the left side. Now Moore at the free throw line. Gives it to Robbins. He'll pull up. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Branson. And that foul is going to go against McCormick. His first team foul on Branson. And Zizzers will throw it in on the baseline. Tuma to throw it in. Gets it to Robbins. Robbins on the left side, spins back in the lane. Can't get it to fall. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up, no good. Moore inside there, and we've got another foul. And I believe this, who's it going to be? And it's going to be on Culver of Branson. That's his second team foul on Branson. And it'll be Jacob Moore to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. He misses the first one. So Moore, second free throw is good. And the Zizzers are on the scoreboard at 5-1, 4:40 to go first quarter. Branson with the basketball. And that would be McCormick out top. Long three is good. And that is Culver hitting the three-pointer from the left wing. And now it's an 8-1 ball game. Branson with the lead. Tuma up top. Gets it up to Kraft. Over on the left side. Back to Tuma on the left side. And it's going to be stolen. Here comes Murhoff. Gives it up. And a layup, no good. But Murhoff puts in the tip. And the Zizzers want a timeout. It's 10-1. Branson with the lead, 4:08 to go in the first quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Strain.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank. Proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter. And Branson leads it 10-1 over the West Plains Zizzers. Zizzers with the basketball. Branson full court, man-to-man. Tuma with it. He'll bring it across the timeline. On the left side, gives it up to Moore. Moore trying to get inside. Shot up, and they're going to say, no, he traveled with the basketball. So no basket for Jacob Moore. And it will be Sutton to bring it up for Branson. Sutton with the basketball up top. And now he'll give it up to McCormick. Or I'm sorry, that's Lashley in the ball game. And the three, top of the key, is no good. And, folks, there's no way to tell you how Asbury just made that rebound basket. But the Zizzers trailing by 11. Robin, three-pointer, top of the key, is no good. Branson with the rebound, and here comes Sutton. Sutton pushes it up the floor in the corner. And now, long three from the wing is no good. Rebound underneath by Sutton. Coming down the lane, it'll be Asbury. And it's a 14-1 ball game. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Branson with the lead. Moore on the right wing. Goes inside to Kraft. Kraft up and good off the glass. Kraft's first point of the ball game. 14-3, Branson with the lead. And that's going to be Gillespie, shot up and good. And now, anything basically Branson's throwing up there is going in right now. Tumel with the basketball, gives it to Kraft up top. Down in the right corner, that's Robin. And now we got a foul on Branson. I believe that one's going to be on Gillespie. It'll be his first, third team foul on Branson. The Zizzers will take it out on the baseline. Tuma will throw it in. 2:18 to go here in the first quarter. It's 16-3. Branson with the lead. Moore gets it to Robbins up top. He'll fire the three. It's an air ball, and here comes Culver up the floor with the basketball for Branson. Culver on the left wing, up top. Three-pointer is no good. Murhoff with the rebound for Branson. Back up top, that would be Culver. He'll drive, and he throws it out of bounds. It'll be West Plains basketball. So Kraft will throw it in on the side here, gets it to Tuma. And Branson still with that full court man-to-man defense. Minute 40 to go, first quarter, 16-3. Branson with the lead. Tuma with the basketball. Kicks it out to Kraft. Moore back to Kraft top. Clayton Robbins with the basketball now, trying to get inside, puts the shot up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Murhoff. Murhoff gives it up, and it'll be Asbury with the basketball. Now Culver with the shot up, and it's good. And Culver now with 7 points in the ball game. 18-3, Branson with the lead. Minute 8 to go, first quarter. Tuma gives it to Kraft on the right wing. Moore with the basketball. Moore in the lane. Gives it to Robbins. Robbins with three defenders around him. He'll dribble up top. Now Moore with the basketball. He'll go Tuma on the left wing. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Moore on the left wing. Goes in to Robbins. Robbins on the post down there. Puts a shot up. No good. A lot of contact. No call. Here comes Branson. Shot. No good. Moore with the rebound. Moore coming the other way. Puts it up for Robbins. Robbins underneath. Now Moore, and he's going to score. 18-5. Branson with the lead. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Branson with the basketball. Lashley will walk it across the timeline. 8 seconds now. Lashley up top, looking to drive all the way down. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Kraft. It'll be Branson ball with 4.6 seconds to go in the first quarter. And I do believe that's Lashley to throw it in. Well, we'll have to wait and see here. Yep, now Lashley will throw it in for Branson. 4.6 seconds to go here, first quarter. And they'll throw it right underneath, but Robbins blocks the shot. And at the end of one, it's 18-5. Branson with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Bring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson as we start the second quarter of play. And I believe Branson will get the basketball. They lead it 18-5. Branson will throw it in. And it will be, let's see, I believe that's Gillespie with the basketball up top to Culver. Culver will give it up to Sutton. And now we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Jacob Moore. So Moore picks up his first foul. That'll be the first team foul, second quarter on West Plains. And Branson will throw it in. They'll go up top to Culver. Inside, and the layup is going to be good by Gillespie. And Branson leads it 20-5. Tuma brings it up the floor, kicks it out to Judd on the left side. Moore up top. Moore with it. Puts the ball up. No good. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be West Plains basketball. And I can tell you so far here in this ball game, officials are letting them get away with a lot of contact out there right now. Tuma will get it up to Judd. Judd gives it to Kraft. Kraft will set the offense up top. goes to the right side, pulls up on the jumper, no good. And the rebound comes down to Culver. He's pushing it up, and there's a travel underneath as McCormick was wanting to foul. No foul. They said he traveled with the basketball. Crash will throw it in to Tuma. Still full court, man-to-man. And McCormick just fell on top of Jake Moore. And no call. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Branson. Folks, I'm telling you, a lot of contact in this ball game. That's Gillespie up top of the basketball. Going to give it over to Sutton now. Sutton up top, back to Gillespie on the right side. And shot no good. And the rebound, Murhoff. He'll turn around and the foul. It's going to be called on West Plains. Murhoff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Moore just picked up his second foul. Second team foul here in the second quarter. Murhoff goes to the free throw line to shoot two. It's for Branson. And the first one's no good. Landon Montgomery is going to have to check in for the Zizzers as Moore will have a seat with those two fouls. And Murhoff's second free throw is coming up. And it's good. Murhoff now with 6 points in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball, 6.5 to go first half. And Branson leads it 21-5. Tuma up top, goes to the right side now, trying to drive, kicks it out. Judd will fire a three from the wing. It's good. Aiden Judd with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, three-pointer. And now driving inside with a jumper. It's good by Culver. Culver now with 9 points for Branson. 15-point Branson lead here. 6 minutes to go first half. Tuma with the basketball. And they're going to give it to West Plains. As they're going to say that Branson knocked it out of bounds. Tuma will throw it in on the baseline. Somebody got to get open. Finally, Kraft does. Kraft up top now for the Zizzers. And Robbins with the basketball. He throws it up. Montgomery will get the loose basketball, and Kraft will score on the jumper. Right now, Clayton Robbins is just kind of throwing shots up there, hoping they'll blow a whistle and call a foul. And don't get me wrong, Gillespie just scored on a layup. And timeout is called, 25-10. Branson with the lead over the Zizzers. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 strength.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. Branson leads it 25-10 over the Zizzer boys. 5:18 and stolen with the easy layup Sutton. That's his first points of the ball game. 27-10. Robbins with the basketball, free throw line. Gives it to Montgomery. Up top, Judd with it now. Kicks it over to Kraft. Kraft will fire the three. It's no good. Branson with the rebound. Up the floor, and it's going to be Murhoff. He missed the layup, but Gillespie with the tip in. And now it's 29-10. Branson with the lead. 4.5 to go, first half. Tuma up the floor. Judd with it underneath, and he scores. Aiden Judd with 5 points in the ball game. And now Branson will throw it in. Gillespie with the basketball, brings it up across the timeline. Gives it up to Culver, back to Gillespie. Now they go up top to Sutton. In the lane, Murhoff, and it's in. Murhoff with 8 points in the ball game. And it's a 31-12 ball game. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it to Judd. So now Tuma with it. And Kraft on the back door alley-oop. Didn't dunk it. Just laid it off the glass and in for the Zizzers. 17-point lead for Branson. McCormick kicks it out. And the three-pointer is going to be good by Culver. Culver now with 12 points in the ball game, and it's a 20-point lead for Branson. Judd on the left wing, Kraft back up top. Tuma on the right side. Tuma will fire a three. That one's good. Ethan Tuma with the Community First Baking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove, and there, three-pointer. Bringing the ball up is Sutton for Branson across the timeline. Gives it to Gillespie, back to Sutton. Sutton now down the lane, puts a floater up, and it's going to go in. Sutton now with 4 points in the ball game. And it's a 19-point Branson lead with 2:50 to go here. And Tuma misses the three-pointer, and he runs down the loose ball, and Montgomery couldn't score on the putback. And now we got to travel on Branson. It'll go over to West Plains with 2:37 to go in the first half. Branson's going to substitute three in, take three out. As the Branson lead is 19. Montgomery will inbound to Kraft. Tuma going to get a breather as Caleb Cobb comes into the ball game. Right side is Montgomery. Up top, gives it up to Cobb. Back over to Kraft up top. They'll go Cobb on the right side. Kraft back up top. Now Montgomery up top to Robbins. He'll fire a long three, and it's good. Clayton Robbins with his first points of the night at Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Sarah three-pointer. It's a 16-point Branson lead with a minute 58 to go in the first half. With the basketball is Lashley. Shot up, no good. Montgomery with the rebound. Robbins is going to bring it up the floor, and it's going to be stolen by Branson. Gillespie now with the basketball. He'll put up the three. It's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Ethan Tuma going to come in. Montgomery will come out. Minute and a half to go, first half. Branson leads it 36-20. Tuma walking it up the floor. Gives it over to Kraft now. Back to Tuma up top. Tuma at the free throw line. Kraft now. He'll go Robbins inside. Kick it out. Tuma will fire a three. It's good. Ethan Tuma with his second Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Sarah three-pointer. And it is a 13-point lead right now. And the Zizzers steal the basketball. Tuma gives it up to Cobb on the right side. Tuma down in the corner baseline. Three-pointer no good. And it's going out of bounds. It'll be Branson basketball. 54 seconds to go first half. 36-23, Branson with the basketball and the lead. It'll be Lashley with the basketball up top. Lashley to drive and score on the layup. And the Sissons are giving up entirely too many easy layups in the lane. Kraft to Robbins. Back to Kraft. Judd down the left corner baseline. Judd tried to drive. Now Kraft with it on the left wing. Kraft looking to drive. A lot of contact. No whistle. Cobb fires and hits the three. Caleb Cobb with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And now it's a 12-point. Branson leads with 5 seconds to go in the half. And the shot is good by Lashley as he pushed off to get room to go up and score. At the half, it's 40-26. Branson with the lead. We'll take a break, and we come back in 3 minutes with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Looking for a Valentine's Day plan that works for the whole family? How about pizza in West Plains? Don't have a babysitter? No problem. Bring the entire family and enjoy their special Valentine's offer. Get a free kids buffet with two paid adult buffets. That's right. Enjoy their delicious pizza buffet with your sweetheart while the kids eat free. Make this Valentine's Day memorable without breaking the bank at Pizza Inn West Plains, where every family feels the love this Valentine's Day. Pizza Inn, Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware.
We all make plans for the future. Like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson, and it is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. Branson leads it 40-26 here at the half. For the Scissor Boys, 6 points apiece for Ethan Tuma and Jared Kraft. 3 points for Jacob Moore and Clayton Robbins. 5 points for Aiden Judd. 3 points for Caleb Cobb. Nobody in foul trouble, as the Zippers were only called for 3 fouls in the first half. Branson was only called for 3 fouls in the first half. Branson. They're being led by Culver with 12. Gillespie with 8. Also, Murhoff with 8. 4 points for Sutton, 4 points for Lashley, and 4 points for Asbury. Branson led it 18-5 at the end of the first quarter. They have led by as many as 20 points here in the first half. But right now, it's a 14-point lead as Branson outscored the Azusa boys by a score of 22-21 here in the second quarter. And so the Zizzers have kind of closed the gap a little bit to a 14-point lead here at the half for Branson. All right. Want to tell you that tomorrow, Lady Zizzer basketball will be Lady Zizzer basketball will be traveling to Columbia, Missouri to take on Columbia Hickman at Hickman High School. The JV will start at 1 o'clock and the varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you on the radio tomorrow afternoon. It should be around 2:15 is what I'm going to say for the varsity ball game at Columbia Hickman tomorrow. And then we'll have more details tomorrow on the big lineup against Marshfield on Monday night. That is now going to be a boys and a girls doubleheader at the West Plains High School gym on Monday night. Marshfield boys and girls playing the West Plains Zizzer boys and girls. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. 40-26 is your score here at the half. Branson leads the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take another break. And when we come back, you're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. And when we come back, well, guess what, boys and girls? We'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Zizzer Boys Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky and West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson High School. And the Branson Pirates lead the West Plains Scissor Boys. Varsity action here, 40-26 at the half as both teams come back out, getting ready to start the third quarter of play here. And hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Once again, Branson leads it by the score of 40-26. So coming up, we'll see who's going to be starting the second half for the ball club. Looks like it'll be the original starting five for the Zizzers. Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins, and Aiden Judd. That's your five. And let's see. West Plains will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Branson picking up full court man-to-man as the Zizzers will inbound at half court. So Kraft throws it in to Moore. Moore will give it back to Tuma, and the Zizzers will set up their offense here. Third quarter. Tuma with the basketball, left wing up top to Kraft. Kraft on the right side. Robbins up top for the three. It is no good. Judd with the rebound underneath, puts it back up. It won't go. Moore with it, and Moore can't get it to go. And Branson will get the basketball. They'll push it up the floor. Merhoff with it. He'll give it up to Sutton. Sutton up top. Over on the right side. And McCormick hits the three-pointer. That's his first point for the ball game. And just like that, it's a 17-point lead for Branson. Tuma across the timeline. Comes to the right side. Gives it back to Robbins now. Robbins in the paint. Shot up, and it goes in. Clayton Robbins now with 5 points in the ball game. And it's Sutton bringing it up across the timeline for Branson. Gives it up to Culver. Culver up top to Merhoff. They'll go left side to Culver on the baseline, and Culver hits the jumper. He's got 14 points to lead Branson in scoring here this evening. 17-point lead for the Pirates. Robbins inside. Now they're going to call a foul on Branson. See who they call it on. And Gillespie picks up the foul. That's his second. First team foul, third quarter. Kraft at the free throw line. Jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Culver. Culver racing up to beat everybody and scores on the layup. And it's a 19-point lead. Tuma will bring it up all the way for the Zizzer boys. Robbins on the left wing. That one's off. And Judd had a hand on it. Robbins gets the ball back. Moore underneath, and he scores. Jacob Moore now with 5 points in the ball game. And on the other end, Branson Merhoff from the left wing. No good. And Tuma gives it back to Judd. Saves it in to Judd, I should say. Judd will bring it up the floor. Judd across the timeline, gives it to Tuma. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Kraft with it. Judd up top. Back to Kraft on the right wing. Tuma's going to fire a three. It's no good. And it's going out of bounds. It'll be Branson basketball. 5.5 to go third quarter. It's 47-30. Branson with the lead. And Sutton will bring it up the floor for the Pirates. Sutton goes right side. Culver down on the baseline for three. And Culver now has 19 points in the ball game for Branson. And West Plains wants a timeout. 5:14 to go in the ball game, 50-30. Branson with the lead. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Spring.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. West Plains with the basketball. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And it's a 50-30 lead for Branson. And Robbins misses on the inside. Going the other way is Culver, and he scores on the layup. And now it's a 22-point lead for Branson. And Robbins will turn around on the jumper, leaves it short. Culver with the rebound, gives it up to Sutton. And here comes Sutton with the basketball, walks across the timeline. Gillespie back to Sutton, over to Culver, down in the corner, that's Murhoff back up. And now Culver with the basketball, driving, pulls up for the jumper, and it goes in. Rattled around and finally went in for Culver. And Culver's been the offense here for Branson. And we've got a foul. And Gillespie just picked up his third foul of the ball game. That's his second team foul on Branson. Jacob Moore will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Scissors. And Moore misses the first one. Gillespie will come out. Asbury comes in for Branson. And Moore's second free throw is good. So Moore now with 6 points in the ball game. It's a 23-point lead for Branson. Culver in the corner. That's Asbury. Up to Sutton now. On the left side, Murhoff pulls up for the jumper. No good. But McCormick inside gets the... And McCormick just bopped Jacob Moore over the head with no call. It does go out of bounds. It'll be Scissor basketball. But how do you not call that? He looked like he just did a tomahawk chop on Jacob Moore's head from behind. Robbins. And now Robbins, and they're not calling fouls, folks. Kraft misses the layup. Moore underneath puts it back up and in. And I don't know what you got to do to get a foul called against Branson in this ball game. I have no idea. But right now, Sutton has the basketball, and McCormick hits a three out of the left corner. And it's a 24-point lead for Branson. And Moore goes into Robbins inside with three people, puts it up, no good. And here comes Branson the other way, and Asbury puts it up, misses the three. Judd with the rebound. And folks, it wouldn't surprise me to see somebody double up a fist and hit somebody in this ball game before it's over. That's how physical it is, how bad they are beating each other, and it's not being called. And now they're going to call a foul on West Plains. On the rebound. And everybody's got to go. Branson just started walking on the floor substituting. I believe Robbins is going to get called for the foul. Moore's going to. That's his third team foul here in the third quarter. And Coach Miller's having some words with the officials, and it's not doing any good. And the official, the response just threw his hands up in the air like, so? Man, 57-33, Branson with the lead, 2:32 to go third quarter. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. And during the timeout, I've discovered that apparently these three officials are not watching the same ball game that everybody else in this gym is watching, because nobody is happy with the officiating right now. Branson with the basketball. They lead it by 24. And it's Lashley up top. Now Gillespie going to drive, puts a shot up, no good. And Montgomery in the ball game for the Zizzers with the basketball. And now we've got a technical foul called on Branson. I believe it's on Gillespie. Gillespie's just walking off the floor. So Gillespie, that will count as his fourth personal foul. And Ethan Tuma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And he makes the first one. Tuma now with 7 points in the ball game. And he makes the second one. Tuma's got 8 points in the ball game. And it's a 22-point lead. So Gillespie's out of the ball game now, picking up the technical foul. Coach McBride put him on the bench. Caleb Cobb into the ball game for the Zizzers. Gives it to Moore. Jacob Moore back to Cobb. Cobb on the left side gives it up to Kraft. They'll go to Moore. Back to Kraft. Kraft at the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Jared Kraft with 8 points in the ball game, and it's a 20-point lead for Branson. Minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. Lashley with the basketball on the right side, and Lashley's jumper is good. Lashley with 6 points in the ball game. Montgomery will bring it up. Montgomery brings it across the timeline. Now it's Kraft on the right wing. Kraft up top. Tuma, he'll drive now. And now we've got a foul, and it's on Branson. And that's going to go against Culver. That's his second. The fourth team foul on Branson here in the quarter. And the Zizzers will inbound on the side with a minute 11 to go in the third quarter. Robbins inside, puts it up and in. Clayton Robbins now with 7 points in the ball game. 20-point lead for Branson with 55 seconds to go third quarter. Lashley out top. Gives it to Murhoff now up top. Lashley back out on top. Lashley out near half court. Gives it to Murhoff now. Murhoff going to drive the lane and gets the easy layup. Murhoff now with 10 points in the ball game. 26 seconds to go third quarter. Tuma with it. Kraft out near half court. Up top. Moore with the basketball. And it's loose. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Branson leads it 61-39. Tuma will throw it in. Out to Kraft. Kraft tried to get in the lane. Nope, Montgomery gives it back to Kraft. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And Branson with the basketball. Culvert, and he just cleared out Ethan Tuma. And Murhoff hits the three at the buzzer. At the end of three, 64-39. Branson with the lead, and we are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. 64-39. Branson with the lead over West Plains as we start the fourth quarter. Branson will get the basketball. And into the ball game, or I should say that's Sutton with the basketball. Murhoff, another long three from the wing is good. And Murhoff now with 13 points in the ball game. And it's now 28-pointer, and Tuma, and now a technical foul has been called. And this one is going against the West or Branson player. And this is on Lashley. Lashley blocked Tuma's shot and then said something to Tuma afterwards, and they teed him up for it. Tuma misses the first free throw. Lashley will have to sit down picking up the technical. Tuma's second free throw coming up. And he missed that one as well. So now Moore comes back in the ball game. Montgomery comes out for the Zizzers. And it'll be Zizzer basketball at half court. Kraft will throw it in to Tuma. 28-point lead here. Biggest of the game for Branson. Kraft jumper is good. Jared Kraft now with 10 points in the ball game. First scissor in double figures. And here comes Sutton with the basketball. Down the lane, shot up, no good. And Tuma steals the basketball. Tuma coming the other way and scores on the layup. And Ethan Tuma is the second player now to get double figures for West Plains. He's got 10. Sutton with the basketball near half court for Branson. Gives it up down into the corner they go. Now inside Murhoff, shot no good. And Tuma with the rebound for West Plains. Tuma kicks it out. Moore with the basketball on the left side. Kicks it up to Kraft now on the right wing. Kraft will pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Judd got the rebound. was trying to get it to Tuma, and it was over Tuma's head. Goes all the way to the end of the floor, out of bounds. Branson will inbound now on the baseline. And have no idea who that is in the ball game. They're not on the roster. McCormick gives it up to Sutton. Now they go inside. An easy basket inside for Culver now, who has 25 in the ball game for Branson. It's a 26-point lead for Branson. Judd down on the low post and shot up. And McCormick, but Moore steals it away and puts it in. Now Moore has 10 points in the ball game. He's the third Zizzer to hit double figures. Sutton gives it up, up top. And he'll go to Merhoff over on the right wing. Merhoff is just a sophomore, folks. And McCormick in the lane will go back door. Shot goes up, no good. And Tuma couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Branson ball on the baseline. 69-45. Branson with the lead. 5.5 to go in the ball game. And it will be Sutton to throw it in. Merhoff inside. And no, we've got a foul on the floor, they said. And I believe that one's going to go against Moore. And that'll be the third on Jacob Moore. And Merhoff underneath with an easy basket on the inbound pass. So Judd going inside, puts the reverse layup up, no good. Moore with it. He comes up. They're going to call travel. He was still dribbling when he was on the floor. And he stood up while he was still dribbling, then shot the basket. They call a travel on him. And they're not going to give him the basket. 5 minutes to go in a ball game. 71-45. Branson with the lead. Merhoff for three again. It is no good. Tuma with the rebound. Tuma's coming up the floor. And now we're going to have a foul. And this one is going to be on the guy. And they said that's Wyatt Ray. So he's got his first foul of the ball game. Robbins with the jumper is no good. Moore, and they're battling underneath. And I think they just got Jacob Moore. That would be his fourth. Yep. Jacob Moore just picked up his fourth foul in the ball game. So Sutton will bring it up the floor. Sutton gives it up to McCormick now up top. Culver with the basketball. Underneath, Merhoff gets loose and scores. Merhoff now with 17 in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball. It's 73-45. Remember, if it goes to 30 points or more in the fourth quarter, turbo clock goes into effect. Robbins inside, and he missed the easy basket inside. And here comes Culver the other way and missed the layup. Judd with the rebound. Judd going to the basket, blocked by McCormick. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the baseline. And McCormick's going to come out of the ball game along with Merhoff and Sutton. And Tuma will inbound the basketball here on the baseline. Culver now comes out of the ball game. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Kraft will fire from the wing. It's good for three. Jared Trask with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. 73-48. Branson with the lead. And new players are in. shot no good. And boy, bodies are hitting the floor all over the place. And Ray hit the three-pointer for Branson. Back to a 28-point lead with 3.5 to go in the ball game. Moore with the basketball, gives it to Kraft. Kuma with it now, back to Kraft. He'll pull up for a three, top of the key, no good. And the rebound, and that's going out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Landon Montgomery's going to come in. Clayton Robbins going to come out. And, folks, Clayton Robbins, I bet if you look at him after this game, he'll be black and blue, where they have literally just beat the snot out of him in this ball game, and it hasn't been called. Kraft down on the baseline. Little hook shot is good. It's a 26-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And Branson, and that's Tolliver with his first points of the ball game. Tuma with the basketball up top. He's going to fire a three. That's no good. It goes out of bounds. Judd hits the deck right in front of the official. And no call. I'm going to have to go down there and give these three officials my glasses. I mean, I'm going to have to, because there's no way they're missing all this. They know all this is going on. Tolliver just puts the putback in on the missed shot. And now it's a 30-point lead with 2.5 to go, and the turbo clock is on. Moore with the basketball at the free throw line. Judd with it now on the left wing. Judd's going to fire a three. It's no good. And Moore underneath, and he'll get fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line. And I don't know why they stopped the clock. It's a 30-point lead. Now it's running. And I don't know who they called. Oh, they called it on Tolliver. That's his first. Jacob Moore to the free throw line to shoot two. The first one is good. And that will turn the turbo clock off. Jacob Moore's second free throw is good. 12 points for Jacob Moore in the ball game. And three-pointer is no good by Branson. And they almost went back court, but Branson runs down the basketball. Three-pointer is up, no good. Branson with the rebound underneath, and they lose it out of bounds. Jacob Moore, folks, just fouled out of the ball game right there, but they didn't call it. Instead, they called it out of bounds on Branson. Kraft will bring it up with a minute 25 to go in the ball game. It's 80-52. Branson with the lead. Judd with the basketball. Caleb Cobb's into the ball game now for the Zizzers. And Cobb will fire from the baseline. No good. And rebound comes down to Branson. Branson across half court. They'll kick it out. And have no idea who some of these players are, because they're not in the program. Three-pointer no good. Moore with the rebound. Gets it over to Kraft. Kraft will score on the layup. 43 seconds to go. 80-54. Zizzer's going to drop to 10-13 on the season. And Branson is going to go to 13-11. And Judd rebounds the miss up ahead, and Moore couldn't hang on to it. And now Moore, he'll steal the basketball. 21 seconds, Moore with the basketball. Cobb up top, gives it to Kraft. 13 seconds now. Moore with the basketball. He'll try to come down the lane, missed the shot, but he gets the rebound and puts it back in. And that's going to do it. 80-56, Branson defeats the West Plains Zizzer boys. We'll take a break.